25 to 9, you're listening to Morning Ireland. John Murray is here with the sports news. Morning, John.
With the bad news, yes, defeat for the Republic of Ireland in Geneva last night. Gavin, in their Group D Euro qualifier, Switzerland were the 2-0 winners. It means we have to beat Denmark at the Aviva on November 18th to qualify for Euro 2020. Of course, there is that backdoor Nations League route, but it's as clear as the mud in Stade Geneva last night at the moment. For the record, Seferovic put the Swiss ahead after 16 minutes and Shane Duffy's own goal in added time sealed the home side's 2-0 win. Darren Randolph had kept Ireland in it by saving a Rodriguez spot kick on 75 minutes. Seamus Coleman handling the ball in the penalty area and being sent off for picking up his second yellow card on the night. He now misses the final qualifier against Denmark. In a moment, we'll be getting the thoughts of former Republic of Ireland striker Stephen Elliott. But first, midfielder Alan Brown had this take on last night's performance.
Yeah, it was difficult, you know. It was always going to be. Conditions were obviously not great for both sides, and we knew that it was going to be a tough test tonight, and it proved to be that. But I think we've shown a lot of positives, certainly in the second half, and hopefully we can take that into next month's game now.
They're a good side as well. They moved the ball really quickly.
Yeah, they are, and I think we probably showed them too much respect to begin with. We sat off them and we were a bit camped in, and second half, I think it was there for everyone to see that we came out and go up against them. We gave it a good go, and if we get one chance, nick one chance, it turns the game around. But it wasn't to be. But as I said, we've got to take every positive we can from it.
We changed systems a couple of times. Do you think the three centre halves and the wing backs suited us?
It certainly didn't look that tonight, but it can vary from game to game. It might have came off, and unfortunately tonight it didn't, and we reverted back to the 4-3-3, and I think that certainly looked a lot better when we got up against them and gave it a good go. And it's not down to the formation. Any formation can beat a team. It's how you go out and how you play, and it just wasn't to be tonight.
That's Alan Brown there. We're joined now by Stephen Elliott. Stephen, was it just a simple case of being beaten by a better team?
I think it was always going to be a difficult game. Switzerland, as everybody knows, are a top quality team. We've done well in the Nations League as well. So it's one of them where you're going over there and you're kind of half hoping rather than expecting. And obviously Mick has gone with that formation at the start of the game with the three at the back. And on the evening it didn't quite work. And yeah, they were the better team. You just have to hold your hands up sometimes. But I think second half there was a few positives there. I think Callum O'Dowd came on and he offered us a little bit on the wing. And he's somebody that may come into the reckoning in the Denmark game.
Our passing was very wayward on the night.
Yeah, we did. I just think we never really got a foothold in the game at all. We kind of like Alan Brown mentioned there, we probably gave them a little bit too much respect. But I think second half, listen, we came out and we kind of put her up to them a little bit better than what we did first half. And to lose the game, obviously we went down to 10 men. It was difficult when we were down to 10 men. But we kind of, going into the Denmark game, I think there's a few positives there. I think obviously Connolly making his debut, it was a tough evening for him as well, but he'll learn from that. And I think Mick will know now that it's one of them where you come to the Aviva last game in the group. If you know we had to win that game to qualify automatically, then definitely you would have took that before the group start, especially with Denmark and Switzerland being in the group.
Can you see us beating Denmark though? The last time they were at the Aviva, they beat us 5-1.
Yeah, that was the last. That was a long time ago, and bar that game, though, we've always had tight games against them. I know they probably had majority of the possession against us when we played them, but that may be the case again. But if we can stay in the game, even the game over there, like we stayed in the game and we end up getting the equaliser. If we can kind of hold them out and stay in the game, you just never know. And I think it's one of them where we have to go in full of confidence. You know, it's a home game against Denmark. I know they're a good team. They're not absolute world beaters, and it's something that we have to kind of win with belief, otherwise we've no chance.
All right, Stephen Elliott, thank you for joining us this morning. In the other Group D game, Georgia beat Gibraltar 3-2. Elsewhere, Spain qualified from Group F, Group F, thanks to a 1-1 draw with Sweden and Stockholm. David De Gea went off with an apparent hamstring injury, making him a doubt for Sunday's Premier League clash with Liverpool. The Ireland under-21s tasted defeat for the first time in their European qualifiers when they lost to Iceland in Reykjavik. Ireland's Leo Connor was sent off as they were beaten 1-0, but Stephen Kenny's side remained top of Group 1, albeit having played more games than their rivals. Tonight, Piemont take on Shelburne in the second of the Women's FAI Cup semi-finals. The winners play Wexford on November 3rd. In snooker news, Mark Allen has won his first round match at the English Open. Allen overcame James Watana by 4-2 in Crawley. In boxing news, Carl Frampton is set to have his first fight in 11 months when he steps into the ring on the 30th of November. The former world champion has recovered from a hand injury and will take on Tyler McCreary in a super featherweight contest in Las Vegas. In cricket, Ireland were edged out by Scotland by 1 run in their T20 World Cup qualifier warm-up game in Abu Dhabi. The Scots made 210 from their 20 overs, and in response, Ireland with 70 from Andrew Balburnie ended on 209 for 9. There's racing today at Punchestown. The first is off at 2:05. And for more sports news, you can check out the RTE News Now app and rte.ie.